Yeah.
Hey, is this Gordon? Hey, Gordon, it's Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hey, good. Just wanted to give you a call. Ruben asked me to touch base with you. Did you get a chance to take a look at the approvals that we had for you? Oh, great. What are we thinking about and where are we leaning?
That one has got 40-something% interest on it, and the second was 30% interest. I didn't get what I wanted. I wanted a note with interest.
Okay, give me a second. I want to pull them up right here so I know what we're talking about here. So we had, I think it was the short term, the 4 months.
Yeah.
So the 4 months we got 100,000. It's th that one's just meant to be, quick injection of cash, pay it off quickly, and
Right, right,
total
right.
payback's 110, so 10,000 on 100,000. Now, I guess which was closer to what you were looking for, the short term or the long term? Because the long term is the one that had a little more interest on there.
Yeah, that less interest.
Well, I mean, on the long term, we got you the 200,000, you'd be paying back 256. So talking 56 on 200.
Which relates to how much interest?
Well, I mean, it's 56,000 on 200,000.
The rate that don't I don't understand. I asked for a percentage rate, and I don't get my answer.
Okay, so I mean, let me.
I don't look at it as how much it, I look at it, what is the. I don't make 10% profit if I make that much, and for me to go out and spend, 40%, I don't. It's killing me. It'll put me out of business. Business can't fluctuate that way.
Okay, well, it looks like it's coming in at about a 1.24, so 24. Actually, wait a minute, that's about a 1.28. So it's a 28% real interest,
Yeah.
which on unsecured cash, have you looked into getting unsecured cash before? I know it's sometimes it's a little different than what we're used to when you have like secured with a line or anything like that. So a lot of times, there's some initial kind of, discomfort because it's not what you're used to.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm paying 1.5 over LIBOR right now.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm paying 1.5 over LIBOR right now is what I'm paying for my money.
Okay.
And y'all can't touch that thing.
Okay, yeah, I mean we're talking, unsecured cash is going to be a whole different ball game. So, I think if the
Well,
interest cost is
my signature artist was what's doing it and ownership in the company. That's what get it.
sure.
Why I get it, yeah.
And
I've been in business for many years.
oh no, I know that. You definitely got a solid business, it's just,
I'm proving.
yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, as far as this unsecured cash goes, these approvals that we have for you, we're coming in at the bottom line right now.
Okay.
So, just comes down to, what the need is, if we need it. I mean, if we're talking, if the 100,000 is something that you guys need and we want to do on short terms, to me, looking at it, if that's the need, that 4 month option is probably the best option. If you're looking at trying to get, a larger amount, if the need is for more cash right now, we can play with that longer term. That one obviously comes with a little more cost because it is longer. But if the cost is something that's an issue, I can go back to the underwriter and see what we can do with it. But just trying to get a feel of, are we closer to finding something on the short term or closer to finding something on the long term?
Either one of them. I'm open to either one of them. I go both two different ways. I'm looking for to be a big surge in business now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Hey, after last night, you and I both.
Gonna help all of us, ain't it?
Yeah, so I mean, what? So give me an idea. I mean, so obviously we're looking at two different amounts here on the short term and the
Yeah,
long term,
let
the
me, yeah, let me,
100 and the 200.
yeah.
Now, in realistic, right now,
Well,
like.
realistically, I don't know what I'm looking at down the road with this Walmart deal. They're
Sure.
starting to throw deal. They're starting to throw one deal for the next deal. First, I get, I guess, a million and a half job. When I get through with that one next spring, I get another one for 3.5 million. And then from there, it's wide open. We don't know what it'd be. Okay. But we're giving them exclusivity, so they got to buy so many of them a year. So that's when I'm gonna need some more money. You follow me?
So, sorry, run that by me one more time. So the need
that's when I'm gonna need. That's when I'm gonna need some more money. Is when I get the bigger deals. I gotta have, you know, I got that last 40% to carry.
Uh-huh.
They'll pay me 30 and 30, and then I got 40% left.
Okay. So what sort of time frame are we looking at for that?
Ask Walmart.
That's a fun game to play, right?
Well, they drag ass on everything. They're supposed to pay me up the 1st of September, and I just now got the check last Friday for the final payment. So they're 2 months late on paying me.
Oh, okay.
What can you do about it? You can't do a damn thing about
it. Yeah, they're Walmart, right?
You can report them to the credit bureau, but the credit bureau just laugh. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yep.
You don't push them. You don't push them.
No, I know it. I've dealt with a few other customers that work with Walmart. It's the same story.
Yeah, they're selling product. We're selling capital expenditures.
Oh, sure.
It's a totally different ballgame. Totally different ballgame.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll get back with y'all. I got another deal working with somebody else right now that's talking about the LIBOR interest rate. So I got to take a look at that.
Okay. All right. Well,
then I got to get with my CPA and I got to get with my banker and get them to prove it too, because I don't move it unless I go through the bank too.
Okay. It sounds good. Hey, Gordon, if you get closer to kind of ironing out exactly what you're looking for and have a clear picture of it, let me know which approval is closer to it and I can see what I can do to find something that works for you.
Okay. I'll do it.
All right. Gotcha. Thanks, Gordon. Yeah.